This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Polyweaver. Are you a fellow nerd? Do you live in your grandma's basement? Well, buckle up. If you love superheroes or Star Wars, Polyweaver has got you covered. Check out their high-quality brick figures at polyweaver.com. They're offering an exclusive offer only for our listeners when you use the promo code FIRED15 at checkout. Get your hands on the limited edition Deadpool or build your own Jedi squad. May the bricks be with you. Again, that's polyweaver.com. Link is in the description of the episode. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Let's Get Fired. If you have any questions you want us to ask our guest or have any crazy work stories you want to share with us, go ahead and email them to us at letsgetfiredpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's letsgetfiredpodcast@gmail.com. Let's get into it.
I was like, does anyone know the age of consent in Japan? And this guy immediately goes, 13.
Let's name some people and see if you would vote for them for president. Mel Gibson.
Yes.
All right, I like
no one has seen this. You have like
no. See, this
it's
is
like
all
Area
untapped.
51 of Crumble.
No, this like actually this is for real.
My is a Crumble makeup.
My NDA just expired. Like,
you're fired. Yeah, yeah. What's it called?
Welcome to a new episode of Let's Get Fired. I'm Drew. This is Quinn.
Yeah. I'm Anna.
And you, Anna, introduced herself.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, we interview people and we see if we would hire them or not.
Okay,
and see
great.
If you're a good fit for the Let's Get Fired Corporation.
Okay.
The Let's Get Fired Extended Universe.
Extended Universe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
She is ready.
Yeah.
You're ready?
I've been fired before, so.
Ooh,
I think
how many
I'm a
times?
Good fit. One time.
One time.
That's, yeah.
Did you cry?
Yeah, but it actually wasn't about getting fired. I cried the day I got fired and it was about a boy.
Oh, really?
It wasn't about getting fired. Is that wild that I got fired and I cried that day and it wasn't even about getting fired?
What was it about?
It was about a boy.
Okay.
Yeah. What about the?
Where did you? What yeah. job was this?
Which what?
What job was this?
Which
what job?
Oh, what where job is
what,
this?
What?
I worked for Crumble Cookies.
It was okay. Crumble.
It was Crumble, dude. This is actually breaking news. No one really knows this.
I knew you didn't work there anymore.
Yeah, but no one knows I got fired.
Oh, I think
I think you told me.
Everyone thinks I just like left on bad terms, but those bad terms were me getting fired.
I feel like that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I think I know the guy.
Sawyer.
Yeah. Was it Sawyer?
I know him too.
Was it Sawyer?
Yeah.
That's the guy you were sad about?
No. Here, okay, clarification. Got fired.
Okay.
By Sawyer Hemsley. Mm-hmm. But the only reason I cried that day is because of a boy I was seeing.
Sawyer.
I was just, no, Sawyer. I don't think Sawyer would see me.
I don't
because
know.
Because I think he
is.
I don't know how much I can say here.
I think. I get it.
I think, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen him speak.
I don't know who this person is, but.
Well,
I'll just put it to you this way. I found him on Instagram Live and I was just scrolling on Instagram and he just popped up and he was talking about new Crumble cookies. Because people were like, are you going to make a Crumble cookie that's like tastes like Japan? And he was like, yes, we are.
It's like, now that you said that, actually.
Yeah. It's like, of course we are. Oh my God. That sounds amazing. So shout out to him, wherever he's at.
Yeah.
Saw him in a Walmart.
Didn't you go up to him and you
said hi to him? I walked up. I was like starstruck. I saw him at the UVU Walmart. I was like, "Hey, you're a Crumble guy, right?" It's like, "Yeah." So
didn't you ask him like, "Do you know anything?"
I asked about you. Yeah,
yeah. And that was like 2 weeks after I'd been fired, and I really wish I could have seen the interaction.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, I know her."
You probably was like, yeah,
she's great.
She's
I was like,
yeah.
She's probably the best thing you've ever done was hire her. So anyways, she's a friend of mine, so you're a friend of mine too. Anyways, see ya.
He's like, you're very wrong. This is all.
Well, that's fun. Yeah. So you've been fired. What's the first job you ever had?
I worked, employed by someone else. Because like, listen, I was like classic babysat, top piano.
No. Employed like W4.
Okay, yeah. Worked at a snow shack.
Me too.
In a parking lot.
Well, actually, that's not my first job, but I've also worked at a snow cone shack.
I for like Wait, a couple weeks.
Where are you from?
I'm from Morgan, Utah.
Morgan?
Yeah. Morgan. Okay. Not Oregon.
Yeah.
Morgan.
It happens every
okay. unavoidable. But
where, I know and I okay, where exactly is that?
So we know Ogden. the worst place.
I was just in Morgan.
What?
3 days ago.
What do you mean you were in Morgan?
I have a terrible job right now.
I deliver tires. What?
It's awful.
They need tires in Morgan.
Yeah, they need tires.
I mean.
Also, I had a friend from my mission from Morgan.
Who? I probably know him.
You know, Kersley?
No.
No? That's his last name, Kersley. I don't remember his name. I am 31.
Oh, okay.
So.
Maybe he's a couple years too old.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, they need tires in Morgan.
They have to use them to
get out.
I know.
I brought the tires to like some dairy farm.
That checks out, actually. That checks out a lot. But yeah, okay. I'm from Morgan.
Morgan gal.
Morgan girly.
The 7-Eleven has a diner in it.
It does. And it actually has
good food. Like scrambled. Yeah, it's like a Denny's
inside.
It's like
great food.
Wow.
Like it's Denny's. It's better than Denny's quality food. And they like cook it on the grill right there for you.
Dude, that should be the slogan. It's better than Denny's.
Yeah. You go into the 7-Eleven and you order like scrambled eggs and hash browns.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Let's go to Morgan.
It is. Morgan's great. There's a place in Morgan called the, this is what we do on the weekends. Cause Morgan doesn't have anything.
No nightlife.
No, it doesn't have a stoplight. It doesn't have.
There's one
movies.
Now.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
Don't no.
Yeah, there was one. Yeah.
You're lying.
It's right by the 7-Eleven.
Shut up. No.
I'm dead
serious.
There's
a stoplight there?
Yeah.
My family moved, so I haven't been
there. Okay. I'll go there next week, so I'll check on that.
Yeah,
take a
picture.
I'm positive there's a stoplight.
This is the biggest thing that's happened in my life in a long time. Yeah. But there's a place there called the Dirt Spot, and it's a patch of dirt by the freeway.
Okay.
And we would go there, and you'd turn on your car, headlights, and you'd dance in them, and you'd hang out at the Dirt Spot.
What music did you dance to?
Oh, you know, old Jay Biebs, a little clean version, obviously.
Well, yeah, he's filthy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Baby.
I know.
Crazy. Yeah.
I can't even talk about it. It's inappropriate.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
But, oh, boyfriend? Come on.
So, okay. So, what high school did you go to?
Morgan High School.
How many people go to Morgan High School?
Not a lot. I think I had like 100 something in my graduating class.
The guy from my mission told me that he rode his horse to school.
That's real.
Hell yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, that's real.
That's cool.
That's a real thing. Yeah.
So is there like a, you know, like how like dudes with big trucks, you're like little dick. Is there like a version of that with horses? Where if a dude's on a Clydesdale, you're like, mm-mm.
A Clydesdale? Probably. Like, I've never thought about it.
Yeah, he's like compensating. You can
because you're
no
yeah,
way,
you're like,
no,
no
way.
Yeah, you can't have.
I took this video in Morgan.
Oh my gosh, it's my house. Just kidding. Yeah.
My wife thinks it's beautiful.
It is really beautiful there.
Video of it to her.
It is really beautiful there. Guess nice. Post Malone also has a home there.
In Morgan?
In Morgan, Utah.
Yeah, so we can do cowboy shit.
My house is actually in the background.
Well,
of
that makes sense.
Videos.
He's a country artist.
Now, yeah.
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 Okay. So.
Anyway.
So you worked at a snow cone shack.
Thank you. That's where I worked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for the first like 2 weeks, I would tell everyone there it was my first day and I didn't know what I was doing. So they'd give me more tips and it worked.
Look at that. And then.
Does that make me more hireable or less? That
I like that.
No, it's hustle
mindset.
You're trying to get
innovation.
Ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
You're not complacent.
Oh, yeah.
No. You realize like there's money to be made.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Great.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. What's the craziest lie you ever told a boss?
Oh my gosh. Let me think.
I can think of one.
That I've told?
To a certain guy.
But are you being serious?
Yeah.
That I've told?
Yeah.
To who?
I imagine that you looked at a certain boss you had.
Yeah.
And you're like, you should totally date that girl.
I'm
just trying to reference an earlier conversation we had just barely.
Oh, I understand. No,
never mind.
Yeah.
We can move on.
No, I get it. No, yeah, for sure.
Never mind. We'll move on. We'll move on. But okay, what's another lie you actually told?
I don't know. I don't know if I've told anything crazy. Just the usual, like when you say you're sick and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, or you like say like, oh, my car died and it didn't die.
Oh yeah.
Are you? I don't know.
No, just normal stuff.
Just the usual stuff. Yeah.
So after the snow cone shack, would you work? Where'd you work next?
I worked at Jay's Diner.
Where?
In Morgan.
In Morgan.
Yeah.
That's not at the 7-Eleven.
No, it's different
competition.
Diner.
Ooh.
Competition diner. Yeah.
Mm, okay.
Jay's Diner.
Which one's better?
The 7-Eleven one is better.
Ah, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Well, okay. So were you a waitress?
No. It was a fast food, so I worked like I did drive through and like cooked stuff.
Ooh, it's called a diner, but it's fast food. I like that.
Yeah, they really wanted to get everyone, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so the branding was a little confusing. But what
okay,
do?
Okay. So you cooked, you talked to people.
Yeah.
Was it fun? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. If I worked with like fun people, but the other times, no, it sucked because you're like cooking with grease and.
Mm-mm.
Long time, and you had to clean too. So
do they have like accents up there, Morgan? They've got like a country accent.
I don't know. Do I have an accent?
No, but do other people around you?
I mean, some, yeah.
They come through like, can I get scrambled eggs?
Some, yeah, yeah. Some people do. Yeah, yeah. We had Tangies there.
Yeah, you
had
a Tangie?
No. Kool-Aid flavored ice cream. It'll rock your world.
Which Kool-Aid flavor?
You change it every week.
I like that.
All Kool-Aid flavors. Yeah.
Oh my.
It's a Morgan Kool-Aid novelty, Tangies.
Dude, that's like Morgan's swig.
Yeah, it is. That's where all the basic everyone goes.
And oh my God. Just wait till that makes its way down here. People are going to lose their fucking minds.
Dude, we need to open this right now.
Oh yeah. Why don't we do it?
Yeah.
We should do money it. On the table. Yeah. Right there. We can tell everyone it's our first day.
I won't have to deliver tires anymore.
Oh, you don't have to go to Morgan ever again.
Yeah, I don't have to go to Morgan.
Just bring Morgan down here.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No one can say shit. Like, well, we did it first. Like, no one fucking cares. No one knows.
No one knows.
No one knows you exist.
Yeah, literally.
You're from Utah and you're like, yeah, where's Morgan?
I know. Go hang out in the dirt patch. You know?
Spot. But it's a dirt spot.
Dirt spot. Dirt
put
spot.
Some respect
sorry.
On. Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you. Okay. So you were doing drive-through. Yeah. Any fun event happened there? Anyone call you the N-word? Like anything out of the ordinary,
you know? So no, mm-hmm. I think it's because no one even, I mean, Morgan, I don't know if there's any people of color.
Doesn't
there
mean they won't say it.
I know, but yeah. I don't think they even know what that word
were
is
there any,
they definitely know what that
were
word
there
is
any oh hold black on people at your high school
oh. hold on
a couple maybe. Okay,
no she said that the people in Morgan probably, since there's no black people, probably don't even know what the N-word is, and I was like, they know what it is. They definitely know. I had a guy from like Delta, Utah once. I was valeting his truck,
yeah,
and he's like, you come down Delta, I'll tell you words you've never heard before. I was like, I think I know one for sure. But anyways, so cool. So you had a black person at your high school?
Yeah.
And what did you call them?
Their name.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
I yeah like that.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the answer we were hoping for.
Actually, though, was a very short guy. And the sad thing is his name was Luke Little, and he was little.
Well,
that's all. I just had to tell you guys that. It's
okay,
been weighing on
well,
me for
shout
years,
him out,
actually.
Wherever you're at, Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's you probably know better off. I don't think a large black guy would do well in Morgan.
No.
Or would he do amazing?
No, dude. Have you seen that? This is a Key and Peele sketch where it's like two black dudes enter like a improv group in like a college. And they like have like this standoff because like he's like, I'm supposed to be the only black dude in this improv group, and he's
the
like
token he,
he's
black
like
person.
He's like, you know how long it took me to become friends with these guys? He's like 25 minutes. And I feel like that's the yeah. Anyways, so okay, so Morgan High School,
yeah,
and then so okay, after the diner,
mm-hmm.
where are you at?
Then I went to Orem. I moved there
mm-hmm.
for college, and I
UVU?
Worked UVU.
There we go.
Yeah,
Wolverine.
The Lord's University.
Wolverine. Me too.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dropped
yeah
out.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah.
Worked at Plato's Closet.
Oh, by like University
by
Mall.
University Mall.
There yeah we go.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Sweet. How was it? What was it like adjusting to like the city?
It was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of it's loud.
Mm-hmm.
A lot going on
over
you can't,
there.
No cows.
That,
mm-mm. Yeah, no cows. So tough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right? You looked like you had a question.
Yeah. No,
did
no,
you
no,
have a
no.
Question
that blows
about,
my mind.
About Orem.
Orem is an adjustment for some people.
Of course it is.
And
they have screens here on the buildings.
I do yeah remember yeah when I went to college in Rexburg, and that
oh
was an
woof
adjustment for me.
Of course it is.
But I remember there was this girl I was friends with, and it was an adjustment for the opposite reason, because she was from a town like Morgan, mm-hmm, no okay stoplights,
yeah,
and she was like, this place is crazy, like
oh,
in
yeah
Rexburg, she had stoplights and
dude
people, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no,
like
that's how it is, dude. I talked like I know some people that like if they're from, yeah, like middle of nowhere, Utah. And they come up to Provo and like, it's a little too fast for me. Yeah, it's a little, ooh.
Is there a middle stage we can, yeah.
That's a lot. It's a little too busy.
Yeah.
So, there was a hunting convention at the hotel I work at. And I mean, some people were about to blow a fucking gasket because they had to drive their truck into downtown Salt Lake. And like they were losing their minds, like, and I'm like, this is like not even
which
a city.
Is crazy this to is, me because downtown Salt Lake, the easiest downtown to navigate.
So
the streets
easy.
Are it, so wide,
minus the construction. It, take out the construction, yeah. It's just a wide street,
and it's a grid.
But not even that, because other cities have construction.
No, but it's like huge streets, and there's like 2 one-ways.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like it's super easy. But yeah, people are flipping the fuck out. Like there was this guy was crossing the street with his family, and a car kind of got close to them. And he was like, you stole the fuck out. It's like screaming at this car. So it's fun. So anyways, Plato's Closet.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Fun.
Really?
Lots of clothes. Got a discount on the clothes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you haggle with the people? Because, you know, they sell their clothes, right? The girls come in and are like, here are my clothes.
Dude, we ripped them off so hard. Of course. Oh my gosh. It's ridiculous how much we ripped people off.
You're like,
you literally sometimes we'd offer literally cents for people's clothes.
Yeah, it's like GameStop.
Not even dollars. Yeah, it's the GameStop of
it's
clothing.
Like women's GameStop.
Yeah.
Yeah, because GameStop did the same thing. You're like, I just bought this game for $50. Yeah. And like, how about $3?
They're like, did you breathe on it? It's like, mm-hmm. once. And they're like, okay.
So you're holding up a shirt. You're like, Christian Dior.
Yeah.
It's not, no one even knows what this is.
I'm like, do we, Christian Dior,
know,
really?
Yeah. I really didn't know what Plato's Closet was. I thought it was like more like DI, like charity.
I mean, no. But it's like better DI.
Yeah.
Better. Okay.
It's yeah. like better DI.
It's not sad.
Yeah. And you really don't like, I mean, it's really just like a consolation or like a courtesy that they're giving you money for your clothes because you make like 4 cents.
Because like when the girls come in, sell like 50 shirts, get like $5. And like, okay, yeah. Well, now what will I buy with that?
And they're like, do you want store credit?
Mm-hmm.
For your $5.
There we go. You don't have to pay tax.
And then the money comes back to us.
There you go. It's a big
system.
It's
a scheme.
It's still there, right?
It's still there, yeah. It's still there.
Okay. So how long did you work there for?
I worked there for a year.
Okay. Sweet.
Worked there for a year. Yep.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
So what's up? I prepared you for where you are now.
Exactly.
So you were doing it at UVU. What were you studying?
I was studying communications, interpersonal communication.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
How
so
to talk.
Hand in hand.
Talking
to people
at
Plato's Closet.
Talk to people at school.
You can apply what you learn
exactly
from UVU.
Yes, exactly. Real time. Real world experience. Yeah.
So like what did you learn in communications? Like what do they teach you?
I learned a lot of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I did that a lot.
Just like Dane.
Just like him.
Mm-hmm. Did you have him as a professor?
Dame?
Allred. Dane Allred.
No, Dane, I did not.
Do you know Dane Allred?
I know Dane Allred. He's a communications professor.
He teaches public speaking.
At
he teaches
BYU
public speaking.
And UVU.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That's why it's always been fun.
Yeah. That's super fun. This is giving me a lot of
Dane Allred, fan of the podcast.
Is he?
I don't know.
Shout out to him.
Dane Allred, how are we?
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So just learn how to speak publicly.
Just learn how to speak publicly. Yeah. I learned how to talk to people. Learned how to like conflict resolution. Okay.
Okay.
Important.
Okay. Well, let's role play that right now.
Let's fight.
Let's role play conflict resolution.
Okay. What do you want to fight about?
Let's get yeah. Drew has some conflict. So right. Drew's mad. You know, he's mad about his job. You know, you're his employer.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Oh, we're doing it like that.
Yeah, role play.
Okay.
Role play.
All right, okay.
You know?
All right. I wanted to be a customer in Plato's Closet.
Oh, we can do that.
Oh,
yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay. This is great. Okay.
Okay. How much am I going to get for all these shirts?
Oh, well, all you brought in today was Gucci and Prada. So we're going to give you $8.
Oh, hell nah.
Okay, sir.
No,
I don't
we're
know
not doing that.
I don't. Are you from Morgan by chance? Yeah, I'm from Morgan.
Is weird that I'm from Morgan?
No, I think it's great that you're from Morgan.
Yeah, this bitch from Morgan. Where are you from? I'm his wife. Okay.
You're gonna lowball him
like that.
You hear this bitch telling me I'm gonna get $8 for my Gucci?
You're using a lot of words.
This is real Gucci.
This is a lot of words we don't have to use. There's kids.
You never heard of Italy? It's all from Italy. You never been there?
Italy?
Yeah.
Like Italy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you trying to correct me?
You're making fun of the way you said Italy. Yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry. Just we're in Orem, Utah.
Well, I can't talk how I want to talk.
No, you can talk how you want to talk.
Yeah, I'm in Orem, Utah.
Maybe not swear.
I'm not swearing. I'm not swearing.
You both swore.
Why can't I swear?
You both said a lot of words.
Why are you not answering us? You're not answering us. We just want the money.
She's trying to extract
that she is.
I'll show you online how much this costs right now.
You what?
I'll show you online how much this costs right now.
Okay, but it's used. But you used it.
$400.
But you breathed on it.
Yeah, well, what you breathe on when you walk in the store? When it's brand new,
yeah,
I breathe
so
on right
now.
So
that's why it's mega cheap.
How much are you going to sell it for?
It's why it's mega cheap.
No, when you go into the Gucci store, I can walk in there, breathe on that shirt, and they were saying I can get a discount if I go and breathe on a shirt at the Gucci store.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
It was some bold. We're going to take it to the pawn shop.
Yeah, let's go to some real people.
We are real people.
Nick Lucero will choose with respect.
No, I am treating you with respect.
No, you're not.
$8 is a respectable amount.
No, it's not.
It is.
We can't even go to Popeyes with that.
I'm live streaming this right now. She called me the N-word.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't.
She called us two white guys from Morgan the N-word. Okay? I don't like that. Okay? I don't like that.
I'm sorry.
I think she did good.
Yeah,
she handled it well. There's a lot of pressure.
It resolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we resolved?
Yeah. I think we feel good.
I
think that worked.
Okay.
You know?
Could you tell that I got a degree in that?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
1,000%.
Yeah. Okay. So that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever stolen company property?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
1,000%. When I got fired, dude.
Ooh. Wait, crumble.
Ooh. When I got fired.
You steal
okay,
cookies.
Nothing like crazy, you guys.
Okay, well, tell us. What is it?
They just like, I was over their brand deals, right? Like their partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got like product and stuff from like everyone I was talking to. And then I also had like a fat stack of like free cookie cards, right? Because we'd like hand those out.
Oh,
I just
like-
cleaned house. I took everything. I took everything. I took like boxes
of
stuff.
Oh, and you just redeemed the free cookies.
Well, I still have like a lot of them left.
Oh, really?
And then like all the like the co-branded stuff that like they sent us, like the samples. I just took all of it. Do you know how much makeup I have right now? Because we're going to do a makeup deal with them.
A makeup deal with Crumble?
What?
Wait, what kind of Crumble? What kind of Crumble makeup?
No, we're going to do like a makeup palette with like cookie
Crumble makeup.
Kate, listen, this wasn't my idea. Okay?
It was Sawyer's.
Yeah. And then he also shut it down, so it's super awesome.
Okay, so you have no one has seen this. You have like
no. So this
it's
is
like
all
Area
untapped.
51 of Crumble.
No, this like actually this is for real.
My there's a Crumble makeup.
My NDA just expired.
These are like the black files.
Oh, so I can now talk about whatever I want.
Crumble.
Oh, when did your NDA expire?
What's 18 months after? Like a month ago.
Oh, hell nice. Yeah. We got you on at the right time.
Oh, that's yeah, perfect. You did.
Yeah.
So this is piping hot tea. Ask me anything.
Makeup.
Okay.
So this is the cookies and cream.
Okay.
It'll be black and white. Black and white cookie. There we go.
I have a question. What's the deal with Twisted Sugar and Crumble?
What's Twisted
they
Sugar?
They don't like it. It's...
Oh, are you talking about Crave and Dirty Dough?
Oh, yeah, Crave. Yeah, yeah,
Dirty
Dough.
Oh, the lawsuit, dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I was their PR person during that entire thing.
Was that hard?
Yeah, because I was like, why the hell? Because
Tanner Ralph was going on TV making fun of people.
Wait, is that?
That was during that time. Tanner Ralph and I are like buds in comedy. And then he's like, you have to see this hilarious sketch I'm doing. And I was like, that's awesome. I now have to go into work and deal with that.
Oh, wait. So that's one of the funniest things Tanner's ever done.
Oh, it was,
did he
it
know,
was hilarious.
Did he know... That.
There's no way he knew. It
did
was
he know that you'd have
harder.
To deal with that?
No.
Okay, that's not as funny. Though.
Which is
if he knew
that would
that
well,
this
no,
was
he
gonna...
knew I worked for Crumble, but he didn't know that that would be like on my desk the next day.
Yo, if we knew, that would be so funny.
So
yeah,
what was it like dealing with Tanner's joke at work?
Well,
for context,
yeah,
remind the listeners.
Oh yeah, Tanner, I don't even remember it that well.
I remember it that well.
Tell us.
Yes, you
yeah.
tell us.
Yeah. Tanner Ralph, okay, well-known, loved comedian
well-known.
In the state beloved Utah, uh-huh. beloved Tanner. So he went on Good Things Utah, okay,
I need
which
to
is
get
broadcast
on that.
To all of Utah.
I need to get, you gotta get on everyone
that.
Watches it.
You got to get on there. Everyone.
Everyone watches it.
I've never missed
it.
An episode personally.
I can't stop watching it.
I can't. It's yeah. on right
I've
now.
I've tried.
Actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he goes on Good Things Utah. There's this whole skit about how Crumble is suing other brands and they have like a duct tape box that they made. And mm-hmm. they like talked about how they made Crumble with it, like with an E at the end. And there was this whole like parody spoof mm-hmm. thing that was making fun of Crumble for suing other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's hilarious. And he's like, yeah, it just went live today. And I said, perfect. Went mm-hmm. to work the next day. And they're like, did you see this? And I was like, I actually saw it before everyone else did.
And you go, just so you feel better. No one else saw it.
Yeah.
like, yeah. like no one.
Don't worry.
I'm
if
like,
we say nothing,
it.
If we say something, more people will. Oh, it's the only way people will know that this happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So what Crumble's like, we put cookies in a box.
Yeah.
And no one else can do that. That's
no
our
one else
idea.
Can,
no. We make
that's
cookies.
Our idea.
No one else has done that.
No, and no one else can do that.
We make cookies that will for sure make you diabetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't want anyone else to steal that business model.
That's us.
Yeah. yeah.
Last time I got a cookie from Crumble, it took me a week to finish it.
I know.
I had to keep putting it like in the fridge.
And then it gets worse every day.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's I took one bite once and I was like, fuck this. Yeah. So, okay. So you had to go, so they went into work where they pissed and they're like, oh my God.
Well, they were just like, well, how do we fix this narrative?
You go.
And I was like, there's not a narrative to fix, sweetie.
There's no narrative.
There's no narrative.
But if you want, let's put him on a commercial.
Yeah.
Did you try to help him? Like, let's give him, you know, this guy actually seems like he's a fun guy.
No, I should have done more, honestly. Now yeah. looking back, I'm probably a bad friend that
you
I
are.
Didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I could have turned his 15 seconds of fame into like 20 and I didn't.
You really missed out. So, okay. So you had to deal with Crumble suing uh-huh. other cookie companies.
Uh-huh.
Also, wait, I have a question. What about okay. when Crumble got in trouble for hiring like 14-year-olds?
Oh, that actually really wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
In the media made it sound like
it's not, yeah.
It yeah. actually was. It was yeah. like it was like 16-year-olds who worked like 15 minutes over how many hours 16-year-olds were supposed to work.
I mean, this does sound like this. The way you're phrasing it does sound.
That sounds like how a PR person would spin it.
But and also just
this was my job.
They're locked back on the floor. Like they're not allowed to leave.
It also sounds like.
But it's okay because
they weren't 14. They're 16, and in Utah. 16 is, you know, it's like the age of consent.
It's age of, yeah.
It sounds like you're like, actually
in Utah, you get married at 16.
You can start dating at 16.
So
you can start being enslaved at 16
yeah.
too.
Yeah. And anyway, so, yeah. okay. So that's
no
big
deal.
That
really wasn't a big,
that's no big deal.
Yeah.
But the suing the other companies. So you had to be the face of that.
And like make it sound better.
So you had to go out there and be like, yeah, fuck these companies. Like, they're stealing our shit.
Yeah.
And every time I see like one of these like drive-through soda stands pop up, I'm like, when are they going to start suing each other?
Oh, no, Sodalicious and Swig already have sued
each
other.
They've already sued each other.
Oh, really?
They've already been in
because they're like, we created Dirty Diet Coke. No, we created it. Like, they already have sued over that.
Dude, the drive-through soda thing, I try to explain it to people back in Washington, mm-hmm. and they're like, what are you talking about? Like soda needs more sugar. And I was like, yeah, it's not sweet enough.
I'm talking about the promised land.
Milk and honey? Diet mm-hmm. Coke and coconut syrup.
There we go.
Yeah.
Actually, though, it is good. I can't deny it.
It is good.
It is good.
Oh, it is
good.
It is.
But it is so much sugar.
It is
so much sugar. But like, it got me. I just started going there for a while. I was like, this is pretty nice.
No,
actually.
I know.
Didn't you go there like ironically for mixers?
Well, yeah, I was like, I'll put alcohol in this. Like, who gives a fuck? I don't actually come here. And then I just started going there.
And it just sneaks up
on
you.
Oh, it's right
and
here.
And then every day at 4 p.m., I'm like, I need a drink.
Man.
And you just get
I
a
could
little
stop at a gas station, but you know, it's
what?
You know, that you know what?
Well,
that's too, you know what?
The Maverick Bar House now, they have like a soda mixing station.
Oh yeah.
They have like all
they're
like
getting,
the syrup
yeah.
pumps.
Yeah.
Well, cuz it's like the thing is I would have realized why I didn't want to go to like a 7-Eleven or a Mavericks is there's no artists making those sodas.
Yeah,
you know,
you're an amateur.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do
I don't.
You can't be
do.
Trusted.
You can't do what a 15 year old does.
I show up at Sodalicious and it's like watching, 16. Watching like Michelangelo back there, just painting the Sistine Chapel with Diet Coke and coconut. So like, it's an experience.
Go to Sodalicious and you're like, one Nick Mo, please.
Yeah, that sounds fun to say. out loud.
It is. I've said that before at a So Delicious and other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Morgan.
Yeah. At the dirt spot.
At the dirt. No one can hear you say that.
No.
Out at the dirt spot. That's what that should be the new tagline. There's a new Alien movie coming out. You know the tagline? It's like, no one can hear you scream in space. It's like, no one can hear you scream the N-word in space. You can't get canceled up there. But so we're talking about So Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also fun to show up there. I'm with all like the moms.
It's fun with the moms.
Like, yeah.
It's a good time with
I'm in my minivan. Like, you have kids? I'm like, no. Nope.
Honda Odyssey.
But I want to look at yours. So okay, so Plato's Closet, mm-hmm. fun. Actually sounds fun. You're just fighting with girls, being like, no, what you have is worthless.
Yeah,
but I will put it to the aside so I can have later. Did you do a lot of that?
I would do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, we usually want to buy this.
What a great find. I'm gonna have to throw this out for you.
Yeah, put it in the system. Like, you want to donate this, right?
Yeah,
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a starving student.
I was.
Yeah, of course you were.
Yeah.
So after Plato's Closet.
Mm-hmm. Then what? I worked at UVU. Mm-hmm. I was the intern to the president of the university.
Was it the dude?
Holland?
Holland.
It was the person right after. Astrid Tumines.
Astrid?
Astrid Tumines.
Astrid.
Yeah.
Don't. How old was she? 80?
No, actually.
No?
Quite young. An impressive woman.
How old was she?
To be, I don't know, 50 or something?
Her name's Astrid and she's 50?
She's from Philippines. I don't know if that
makes more
colors
sense.
The picture okay. for you
it
at all.
It does color it.
Colors it?
Yeah. Interesting word. Interesting word choice.
Which I like that. That's a fun.
Yeah.
Now I see
now
the
you
world
see
through the through eyes of Morgan, Utah.
So, I never met a person like that before.
What are you?
What are you? Where?
Oh, yeah. That's a fun question. Were there Asians at your school?
No. Wait. There were. I'm sorry. Sorry, Lisa. There were.
She's saying
the token Asian.
So okay.
But yeah. So worked with the president, did a lot of like presidential things.
Okay.
Like we just went around with her all the time.
And like did you have to do like the kind of work where you're like, how do we, you know, make these girls realize they weren't raped?
No.
They were just a bad date, you know, bad date with their professor.
No, it was more like, how do we get people to pay attention to us and not BYU?
Oh, that's so girly pop.
It's so baby girl.
I just watched Mean Girls again last night.
I've never seen Mean Girls.
You haven't seen Mean Girls?
No, I haven't seen Mean Girls.
Are you?
You want to know why? Because I wasn't allowed.
I know, but you're. It's
different. You weren't allowed
to watch PG-13 films.
Of course, you know.
For my whole life.
Wait. This.
I'm not surprised by this.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, because I know a ton of people like this.
Oh
no, I would. Well,
I want to be different.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Dude, I was raised in the church, but in Washington State.
Okay, then you were normal.
I don't know a single person who couldn't watch PG-13.
Yeah. I was 21 when I watched my first one.
What was the first one?
Forever Strong, and it was an accident.
Wait.
And it was an accident.
I still felt bad.
Forever
afterwards.
Strong, I watched on my mission. That's
I know.
A church
Forever
movie.
It's a movie.
Wait, what?
It's a movie that's about God and sports.
Yeah.
And I still repented after.
Well, good.
What?
Yeah, good. Yeah, you should.
Okay.
What, have you seen an R-rated movie?
Now, yeah. I was kind of
ooh,
okay.
What was that?
What was the first one?
Schindler's List.
What?
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah. Was the first one.
Amanda and I watched that on a plane down to Florida. That was actually really good.
Dude, shout out to Mel Gibson, director.
Oh, and Andrew Garfield.
I love Andrew Garfield.
Life.
Yeah.
That's what you watch.
I love Mel Gibson.
What you're willing to overlook for love.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to get into crack.
Oh.
Yeah, because Andrew Garfield's like, would you like some crack, love?
And you're
like,
anything for you. I would say, yeah.
Yeah, see how easy it is?
No, I really would.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Okay, so you watched Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, very violent, by the way.
Well, yeah.
It's a war movie. Can't hang with
World
violence.
World War II was violent.
Yeah.
I know. I just, you know, I thought they would
kiss
clean it up a little bit.
Like, actually, guys, what if we don't shoot each other?
I thought it was like a bunch of, like, forehead kisses, you know, and
yeah,
some sweet things like that.
Seppuku okay. is just sucking cock.
What's the last R-rated movie you've seen?
I watched Promising Young Woman.
Oh,
okay.
Wasn't expecting that.
Fantastic movie.
It's a good movie.
By the way. Yeah.
Yeah. You got an Oscar for like best like, original screenplay.
Yeah, it was great.
Good movie. Okay. So, but you haven't seen Mean Girls?
No. I have a lot of catching up to do you still.
Definitely should watch Mean Girls.
Should I? I feel like
I watched it last night. It's a great fucking movie.
Okay.
It's super funny.
Okay.
Like it came out in 2004. Still's good.
Still holds up.
Still great movie.
Okay.
Like, have you seen Mean Girls?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's all right. It's a good movie. I understand the appeal. I'm not going to be that's a bad movie. Well, it's not like I'm not going to sit around and be like, I didn't think it was going to be
your favorite movie, but like, I know there's parts of the movie you definitely like.
That's why I said it's all right. Like, it's all right. I like it.
I was not expecting watching it that there's these two Asian girls in it and they're fighting. At one point, someone says the N-word in the movie, in Vietnamese or something. And they say it in the subtitles. And I was like, not expecting to see that. But
there's a lot of like stuff in that movie that you're like, oh, like now it doesn't.
Like that dude who's like, they have like this like physical camera time. They have like this like PE teacher. And he's like teaching them sex ed. And he's the whole thing is like, if you guys have sex, you will die. He's like, you just want to touch
it filmed in Morgan?
Let's pause real quick. I think the SD card said it's full.
Oh, geez.
Let's pause. We're back.
Great.
We're back.
We're back. So,
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, watch it.
The new one looks terrible.
It does look so bad. I might have to watch it. Because I don't know why they remade it. Because, like, the first one's great.
It's what it's supposed to be. You know what Amanda and I watched last week?
What?
Legally Blonde.
Oh, dude.
And that movie holds up.
Dude.
Have you seen Legally Blonde?
I saw Legally Blonde in theaters as a kid.
Oh my gosh.
And like I haven't seen it since, but there's one line I remember as a kid laughing at in the theater and I thinking I was cool because like I got a joke.
Wait. Let me guess. When she said I bet he's still scratching his head, and she said that's a good break for his balls.
No.
No? Okay.
No. Jennifer Coolidge says it. And she walks up to her. And she's like, "Oh my God, you look like the 4th of July. You make me want to have a hot dog." And like, as a kid, that made me laugh. And I've like remembered it my whole life.
It just
stuck. I was like, "That was so funny." So, anyways, shout out to Jennifer Coolidge. So, anyways, Legally Blonde's great. I was not expecting you to like Legally Blonde, but I haven't seen it in a long time.
No, it's kind of a tradition. Amanda and I will watch it on her birthday because it's not a movie I will really suggest for us to watch, and on her birthday she can get us to watch anything, so
there we go.
Yeah, but I don't hate it. It's the same thing I feel about Mean Girls. Like,
yeah,
it's not a movie I'm gonna like normally pick. Like, I was homesick from work yesterday, and I watched All Quiet on the Western Front.
Terrifying movie.
You've seen that. But you haven't seen Mean Girls.
My brother forced me to watch it. That's the
scariest war movie ever. Have you seen it?
Oh my gosh. No. The stabbing the neck part.
A war movie should feel like almost like a horror film, like a M. Night Shyamalan movie. And that's what it feels like, a horror movie.
It was horrifying.
Like, that's how intense it is.
All right. I need to watch it. Okay.
It's scary. And
the ending is nuts.
Okay.
The ending is scary.
The Germans win.
And there's a part where
they weren't Nazis back then. It's actually
a surprise ending.
The Germans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm so curious, like, what you have seen, because it seems like there's so many gaps.
I feel like it's all war movies. There's a lot of gaps.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan.
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll start with PG-13 movies. Lord of the Rings.
No.
Wait,
you haven't seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
And like, how long have you lived in like Provo and Orem?
A long time.
That's why you're not married.
Oh, wait, you're right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not dating the guys who watch Lord of the Rings.
What about this? If you haven't seen Lord of the Rings and you haven't seen The Office?
I've seen The Office.
All the seasons?
Yeah. Once, three.
Okay, okay. So you're halfway there.
I haven't seen Harry Potter, though.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's not PG-13.
Were you not aware of those people like this?
Yeah, welcome to like Russ and Natalie Tibbetts.
I knew people like this in Spokane, but they were like weird Protestants, not Mormons.
That exists
here. I didn't know Mormons who did that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, though, what? That's what's fun about like Utah. It's like, I'm from like the heart of Mormonism, Provo. And there's like a lot of just kind of normal Mormons. And then there's like the Mormons, like, we don't drink. We get caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And like, we don't like, yeah, we don't watch, we watch PG, we watch PG movies, don't watch Harry Potter. It's like very strict.
Couldn't wear swimsuits growing up.
And they're surrounded with Mormons.
Wait, so if you went swimming.
I wore a rash guard and board shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just swimming and like, you look like, you look like you're.
Had to wear church clothes all day Sunday. couldn't listen to real music. I can only listen to Motab and EFY music.
That's more normal though.
Your mission.
A lot of Mormons do that though. Like wait, I did
no
that.
Like at all.
At all?
No, at all.
Oh, not just on Sundays.
No, at all. At
so when
all.
You went to the dirt
wait,
patch,
wait.
And I was really rebelling.
Oh
I
was my god!
Wait. When was the first time you like downloaded music that wasn't?
Probably when Motab. I was like 19.
Wait, so what was the album? It?
Kesha, baby.
Oh, Kesha. That's a pretty good one.
Oh yeah,
that's a pretty good break from reality.
Yeah.
So was it like what was that the one with like a G6?
Kesha.
Yeah, Kesha.
No, it was like the Come On and the Die Young and the
okay.
This is that crazy because like I was in high school with like my earbuds in. Just jamming to Eminem, thinking I'm like the best Mormon ever. Like,
dude, you have,
not,
dude.
Like, no part of me thinks I'm like not measuring up to Heavenly Father's plan.
Dude, you have,
I'm like, I stand uprightly before God. I'm just like jamming to like Lose Yourself before a football game.
Yeah, you have no idea, dude. You have no idea like how bad you were.
I seriously would have been like, you're someone I would have like prayed for real.
Yeah.
That I would have been like, he's not.
Because all the other kids were, you know, walking out on that football field, listening, jamming out to If I Could Stand All Amazed, you know, just like.
Or, it's Glorious by David Archuleta. Yeah, it's glorious.
Yeah, so they're getting hyped on that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Then what was. Okay, the first PG-13 movie you watched, did we cover that?
It was Forever Strong.
Forever Strong.
Felt bad.
Mm-hmm.
Repented. Good.
Okay. Yeah. Was that, what was the first...
You didn't repent because you watched another PG-13.
Okay. Well, yeah, so obviously know. I fell off the wagon.
What was the
slippery
first
slope.
PG-13 movie or R movie you saw in theaters?
In theaters?
Because that's a bigger, like, you're like making an effort.
Because guys would ask me on dates, because I didn't want to tell us 21, so I'm in college. Guys would ask me on dates, and if they asked me to PG-13 movie, I would say, like, sorry, I can't go on that date because I can't watch that movie.
Oh, dude, you're making them feel so bad about themselves.
Dude,
they're like, I'm not
worthy.
I loved
it. Honestly, the power dynamic was amazing.
You're not worthy for this.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home and watch Trading Places. Or I don't know. I thought it was the first show I could think of.
I don't know what show that is.
I know. I'm sorry. I should be more broad.
It's okay.
Stay home and watch Conference.
Yeah. Just reruns.
Reruns.
Just reruns of Conference.
Reruns of Conference.
I think it was probably like an Avengers movie, like a Marvel movie. Probably.
Okay. All right.
I'm so assuming.
That's not. Yeah. That's crazy. Wild.
Yeah.
I remember the theater in Rexburg didn't show R-rated movies.
Yeah.
So me and all my roommates, we had to drive to Idaho Falls so we could watch American Sniper.
Oh my gosh.
Dude. And like, I imagine you guys rolling up looked like you. I mean, you looked like the dude who shot Trump. I'm sure.
Yeah,
walking.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's six of us. We all looked the same. Yeah.
Just walking into that. But I would be like, just
my roommate JT was crying when we're leaving the theater. I don't know if you've seen American Sniper. It ends with his funeral. And and it's like very somber leaving the theater. Everyone's like, the fuck do we just watch? Like, that was.
Dude, holy. Chris Kyle, my God. That's my boy right there.
That's my dog.
That's my guy. Anyways, he had some pretty cool things to say about.
Iraqis.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He killed a lot of them.
Yeah. He sounded like he was a Morgan the way he's talking about them. Anyways, okay, so this is such a fun turn in the events that the jobs don't even really matter at this point. Because it's interesting because you had a communications degree, you're learning to talk to people, conflict resolution.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't even know anything about like what happens in the real world.
Oh yeah, conflict to me was not real conflict. Yeah, it was like, what do you do?
So when you were like, why are you guys swearing? That's like real. You're like, I can't talk to you if you're swearing.
Yeah,
I gotta leave.
Yeah, I can't have this rubbing off on.
So
me.
Did you go on a mission?
No, I did not.
No, you did not.
Shocking.
After all that,
which is shocking.
After all that,
I know. Well, here's I was gonna go on a mission, and then
you saw Forever Strong, and you were like,
and I was like,
tainted.
This is way too much fun. I was like, this the dark side is actually really fun. No, I got called to Institute Council.
Perfect. Really?
Yeah.
So you put in your papers?
Literally, as I was like deferring my enrollment at UVU, I got like on the website, I got the call and they were like, we want you to be on Institute Council. And I was like, okay, I'll stay.
Wow. So I used to park right next to that building all the time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So you were just an Institute gal.
Yeah, I was just up there living a holier life than you.
So, not but you like you did wear a tag?
Yeah, we had name tags, yeah.
Did you have a companion?
No. No.
Okay, so it's not a
It wasn't a mission.
Yeah.
But I think God knew I couldn't do a mission.
Well, he sent me on one.
Yeah, and look, you cried to Coldplay. Yeah. So he knew. Yeah. I couldn't even cry to Coldplay because I never listened to Coldplay. So
yeah, I guess
I think she would have skated through. She would have been like
a perfect candidate. I have like, no idea what you've been missing.
Yeah, she's like,
yeah, you would have been out there.
Like, this is my everyday. Actually,
although they would have like sent you to like Guatemala or anywhere outside of Utah, yeah. And they would have been like, here's what this all looks like, and that might have been too much.
It might have been a lot. It might have been a shock.
I mean, too much. Because if you were already struggling with Orem.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, they actually drink beer? It's not just in the movies.
I will say the first time I ever smelt beer was on a mission.
Really?
What?
Never had smelt it before that.
I don't know if I've ever actually smelt.
Dude, I had it spilled on me at a football game when I was like 13.
Well, yeah, I mean, from Spokane.
Yeah, you don't get it. You're not. Yeah.
You didn't go to like a jazz game and someone accidentally spilled beer on you, or you never. Okay.
I couldn't even. I've like been around beer now, but I couldn't really tell you probably what beer like smells like.
I mean, it's not like.
I don't know what it
is. No, it doesn't smell good.
I don't know what it is.
I'll show you.
Oh, but thank you.
I'll just be like, here it is.
And then I'll go, oh, and then first one.
There you go. Why not? Try it out.
Yeah.
Try out Coors Light, sponsor of today's show. Anyways, if you guys are looking for a drink tonight, just think Coors Light and drive home. That is yeah. Just, there's so many aspects of your life that are just so like,
I know.
Not what I would think, like being the most Mormon girl. And then they're like, you're not going on a mission. The church is like, no.
The church said,
not you,
sweetie.
They would even send you to Utah.
Yeah. It's probably because I would have been translated if I'd gone on a mission.
Oh, yeah.
It would have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have, because I was already there, dude.
You were so close.
I was just so close.
But then you listened to Kesha one time.
No, guys, I was so annoying. I would be the kid in high school where, like, if they were
watching. It's crazy because you're not annoying now.
That means, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Thank you so much. But, like, in high school, they would turn on, like the Avengers. And I would stand up, you guys, and I'd be like, I can't feel the spirit watching this movie. I'm going to leave, and anyone who wants to come with me can.
Did anyone?
Sometimes.
Dude, have to depend on the movie.
So
right?
I remember I was at EFY, right? And my EFY roommate were talking. I was like, you're not supposed to always feel the spirit. I was like, sometimes you don't. I was like, if I'm listening to like, I'm trying to think of
Eminem.
Listening to
it was something stupid. It was like
listening to Daughtry.
It was like Nickelback or something. Yeah. Just like I was like, I'm listening to Nickelback. I'm not gonna feel the spirit. And he was like, if Nickelback's playing, you can. He was like, do you even know how to feel the spirit? I was like, you know what? I should be able to feel the spirit while listening to Nickelback.
Is there something wrong with me?
There's something wrong with me. I was like, it's my fault.
Honestly,
it is. Like, well, also, there's no way you're not going to feel the spirit listening to Creed. So,
I had a friend who would take like pop songs, and the way she would justify listening to them is she would picture them as if they're talking about like God and like her relationship with God. So like if Baby by Justin Bieber, right? Mm-hmm. Now I can't remember any of the lyrics except for Baby. Or like if there's any love songs or something, she'd be like, this is about my relationship with me and God. So now it's okay to listen to it.
N-words in heaven.
Exactly.
I don't know if you're familiar with that song by Kanye West.
I've heard. Yeah. I've dabbled recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great song. I love that song.
Now that you have some regular music, you should go through. Because Kanye... 2000s.
Oh,
Kanye.
Early Kanye
is some of the best music ever.
I do feel like I missed the boat on that. I really do.
You didn't miss the boat. It's still there. You can.
But I feel no. I'll get back on the boat.
Now, current Kanye, maybe you know you don't have to get into that. Yeah. But like Yeezus is like what it's like. I think it's my favorite album.
Yeah.
Yeezus blew my mind. Like,
and then you listen to it and you're like, of course he hates the Jews because no sane person can make this.
Yeah.
That was a good advocation for Jews.
But it's like Kanye, like old Kanye. I mean, yeah, it's okay. So you don't know Kanye.
Yeah.
Do you know, you don't know Coldplay?
I mean, I do now.
I know it is okay. You do now.
Kind of. I was listening to I know, on like, the way the over hits. Here. Yeah, I know the hits.
Yellow.
Wait,
Yellow you, was wait. On my car.
Yellow's great.
Today.
Yellow, dude. If Grad was in Yellow, I saw him live. Do you like Imagine Dragons?
Guys, I did. Like that I was like
still
I
until they left the church. Wait, I was did. A fan.
Yeah. Wait. Were you able to listen to them?
No.
No?
No. And like the Radioactive, you know, where they like breathe in during the song?
Yeah.
My mom thought that was so worldly. She heard that song. I don't know why.
She's like, they're breathing a bong in.
I don't know. She was like, you will never do not.
Wait, so you did listen to it with your mom?
No, my mom.
So how did she hear it if she's not supposed to listen to this?
I can't remember the context where we heard it, but we heard it.
So your mom's just like, she's a bad girl.
She's just a closet.
Yeah, in the closet, listening to Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. Dude, doesn't want my dad
comes out. Oh, she comes out to you. She's like, I don't know how to tell you.
My companion had Imagine Dragons because like we'd have like a USB like speaker and you plug USB in and you could listen to music. And Imagine Dragons weren't big before I went on my mission. And so... But by the end of my mission, they were big. Like, they got big over the 2 years. And so my companion's listening to it. And I was like, oh, this youth album is just crazy. Like, I didn't know who they were. And then I came back and it was like, oh, that was real music.
They're everywhere. Yeah, this way. So you thought it was like a Christian youth album?
Yeah.
You're like, the EFY soundtrack this year is amazing.
Radioactive, just like when we're spreading the word, you can't, it doesn't stop. Spreading. Yeah.
Also on my mission, though, we all listened to Disney music and Jack Johnson.
Oh, Jack Johnson was such a, such a canon, like Mormon.
Did you listen to Jack Johnson? Were you able to listen to Jack Johnson?
No, my older brother did. Crazy. Secretly would listen to Jack Johnson. Banana pancakes, dude.
Holy shit. He's talking about doing coke. So I don't know.
Well,
that's true. That's what your mom thought.
That's why I couldn't listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was there any artist that's not like the Motab that like you could listen to as a family? Like Sting?
I feel like. No, I feel
Bing
like
Crosby.
Sometimes country music from like my dad, because my dad's from Idaho, so sometimes he would play like Fishing in the Dark. But then even then we stopped listening to that because it was suggestive.
Yeah.
So
what's in the dark?
It was in the dark.
Black people.
Who knows what happens?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a fun exercise here.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Let's name some people and see if you would vote for them for president of the United States.
Okay. Is this testing me?
Yeah, we just want to know.
By the way, this is
how cultured I am.
This whole thing's been a job interview.
Yeah, the whole thing has.
Yeah, the funnest job interview I've ever done. By the way,
I'm glad
you guys are doing great.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. First, throw out a name.
LeBron James.
For president?
Yeah, for president. Uh-huh.
No.
Why?
Because I feel
he's black.
Didn't he?
That's why he's black.
No, because he treats women bad, right?
LeBron?
Doesn't he?
I've never heard
women?
That.
Never heard that. Why do you assume they treat women bad?
No,
black men cheat on women.
They can't have a family, a strong family. They don't have a family unit.
No, you know what? For president?
For president.
I would.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Flip flop. Okay.
All right.
That was easy. Yeah. Okay. How about, I don't know, Kesha?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why?
Yeah. Because she's been through a lot. She has grit.
Okay.
Character.
So black people, by the way.
They do. Yeah. They do. Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just not immediately a yes for LeBron. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Noted. Okay. Mel Gibson.
Yes.
All right.
Because
he
directed that movie.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just not go into that anymore. I'm just going to assume she doesn't really know much about Mel Gibson.
I really don't. Wait, what?
Don't worry about it.
Wait, what?
You should see The Passion of the Christ.
Did he direct that?
He directed that.
I'm scared of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. It's watching a man be tortured for 2 hours.
Yeah. That's why I just told you I can't hang with violence.
You know what? You know he had a problem directing that?
What do you mean by a problem?
Well, sorry. He didn't have a problem.
No,
sorry.
It was a pleasure.
He didn't have a problem. He was excited to make that movie. Do you know why?
Is he a masochist or he's a sadist?
No, he's what's the word?
Get off on
anti-Semite.
Yes. Cool. Famously had a big meltdown back in the day. Oh. Like back in the day. And he got canceled back in the day.
Okay. Yeah, like, yeah,
like
okay.
Years
okay.
ago, like, but way before,
like before MySpace,
before cancel culture and all that.
Okay.
They're just some tapes that came out of him just saying some real fun things about them and very passionately.
So can I change my answer?
You already said yes.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Hacksaw Ridge a good movie?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. See, yeah. And
it was
so
a great movie. It was a great
that
time.
Means sometimes bad people do good things.
Kanye, great music.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay, so. Would you vote for, you know, the person who created the iPhone, Steve Jobs?
No. I heard he was mean to his employees.
He was.
Can't have that.
And he's dead.
And
he's also dead.
I'd still write him in.
With this election, mm-hmm. I would actually.
Okay.
This election.
Yeah.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
RFK.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
I don't have enough of an opinion on that man.
Okay.
It's a good answer.
That's a good
answer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We don't want you to pretend that you know.
That I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you know who would do that? Jimmy Glasscock.
He would. He would pretend. Yeah.
Yeah. Screw that guy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, he said it. Yeah. Who's Jimmy Glasscock? Don't worry about it.
Nah. Is he friends with Mel Gibson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's an actor.
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever seen like a Sin City or Django Unchained? No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you know what? He's in Trolls. You know that animated movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's that. It's like the black troll.
Oh, I love that. I love that troll.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite trolls.
Yeah.
I love that troll.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't totally hate him?
No.
Okay. 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 That's good.
I just need it on record that I love the black troll.
Got it. Shout out LeBron. Anyways, okay, would you vote for Roger Federer? It's a tennis player.
Oh, then sure. He sounds yeah.
Yeah, they're like elegant.
Yeah. And they've got to work in high pressure situations.
They have like great serves.
They've great serves.
Great serves, so they could serve some like migrants like you're denied, you can't come into the country.
They could do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Vladimir Putin.
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a hard no.
Even if it was between him and Barack Hussein Obama.
Is his middle name really Hussein?
You didn't know that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, you're lying.
No. It's Barack Hussein Obama.
Shut up.
We're not kidding.
Shut your face.
I would not. Is this not a joke?
This is actually us not messing with you. That is actually Obama's real name.
Sometimes I have conversations with people and I wonder if I live on the same planet as everyone else.
I can really understand. I'm really siding with the church on not sending you out there now. Because like she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
But I feel like it would have been so good for her.
It would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking up with your companion and you're like, Joseph Smith created the United States of America.
like I don't know. Yeah. It was good for me. Like, I see an old lady just crying. She's like, I don't have enough beans to feed my children. And I'm like, you want Book of Mormon?
Book of Mormon. There you go.
I'll be like, that's not real. Yeah. Maybe if you just read the scriptures more, you'd have more beans. That's how I would have been.
Yeah,
that's how I would have been.
All about the beans.
I was the whole like, if you're having a bad time, you're just not living.
Prosperity gospel.
Yeah,
yeah.
Joel Osteen.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Would you vote for President Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that answer. Why?
I think he's doing great.
He is doing great. Shout out to all the moms out there.
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job.
Actually, he was 10 for 13.
Dude, can you blame the mom, though? Like, really, can you blame the mom? Come on.
I mean, it depends on his age.
I mean, Zach Wilson looks like he's 15, but,
yeah. You know.
I did just.
I really like this angle, though. Can you blame the mom for fucking him? I really enjoy this angle, actually.
Listen, I just end things with a 22-year-old.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
Don't. You need to talk about that.
Oh, okay. We can take that out, right?
No.
Oh.
It's in. But just for future reference, I wouldn't always like. My brother once talked to me about how he didn't know he was dating someone who was like 19. And I was like, why? Don't tell me this.
But if you have the teen in the. That's worse. That's
I know.
Bad.
That's why I was like, don't.
It's not.
And it wasn't that for that bad. Long, but I was like, don't tell people that.
Yeah.
Don't. But keep that one alone to yourself.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
anyway, could you blame
so
the mom?
Bad. It's not so bad. You mean, yeah, that's cool. I like that angle. So Zach Wilson.
That's fun. I like that.
Zachy boy.
That's just sweet. Saying. Okay, that's
listen. If you're having a midlife crisis, right? I don't know if this woman was married or not. Do we know if she was married? Because okay, if she cheated on her husband, not cool. If she's just a single 40-something woman,
just fucking,
just wants to just fucking like, a 19-year-old dude with like. But
Zach Wilson cheated on his girlfriend.
See, that's not cool. Yeah. What I'm saying is, can you blame the mom? Not can you blame Zach Wilson? You can blame Zach Wilson.
It's true, but did the mom know about that? Know that's about he had a girlfriend?
Question. I don't know.
Because you know. Moms usually know, like, oh, this person dating this person, then that person.
That's true.
Knew.
The moms are
and
in
mom
the know.
His mom definitely knows about friend. Zach Wilson.
You're right. So maybe you can blame the mom.
You can.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
But I like to think, you know, after she got with Zach Wilson, they went and they got swig together.
Absolutely. How else like do you capitalize? You're like, let's get a dirty Diet Coke because we're so dirty. Oh, my God.
We were so dirty just barely. Should we nightcap this?
Remember, instead of, like, the coconut, you put cum in me? And so... Anyways, that's a fun conversation they get to have in Draper. Okay. So you vote for Zach Wilson. Love it.
All right. This is getting tougher.
Come on. There's got to be someone. Jimmy
Literally
John.
Name
Jimmy
any,
John. Would,
any
you vote for, would you vote for Jimmy John?
From Jimmy John's from the stores. Sandwiches? Yep. Uh-huh. I would. Yes.
Absolutely.
I would go to bed with Jimmy John. I love that establishment.
With him?
Like, get into bed with
him. He's a real person.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Shut up.
I'll show you a photo of Jimmy John.
Shut your face.
Show the photo that
I This isn't real.
You show the photo. I think you have a great photo. Please show that photo.
This isn't a real time.
He's a real person.
No.
Wait, yeah. Is he the one with the shark? No. That was a coach for the...
No, but I will say, what's fun about Jimmy John, I think he had some allegations about him, you know, maybe, you know, abusing a girl or two, but like, the sandwiches come fast. The
sandwiches are awesome.
They come
dude.
Very fast.
I love
dude
sandwiches.
Dude rides a bike, and he's like, here you go, it's a sandwich.
I love the sandwiches, dude.
There he is.
John, did on a hunting trip.
Killed that elephant.
Why is this the only picture of him?
There's more than one. Yeah, it's not the
that's
only...
Him?
That's him? That's your
This
new-
is the man. That's...
That's your new man.
Wait, that,
oh my God.
That's Jimmy John.
Yeah, on the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your new man.
No,
making love
okay.
with the shark.
I yeah. need to.
Now, who's hotter? Who's hotter? Him or the dude from Subway?
What dude from Subway?
Jared.
Jared?
The dude who made Subway?
No.
Jared. No, no. Yeah, Jared made Subway. You don't know Jared?
Are you guys just making things up now?
You don't know Jared?
Are you guys just.
Wait.
Are you just making me feel insane right now?
You don't know. Jared,
am I being gaslit?
No, Jared from Subway.
Shut up. There's
Are
no
you fucking kidding.
Shut up. There's is this like an Alex from Target
wait,
situation?
Wait,
Target.
Were you not allowed to watch?
Don't pretend wait, no, like you don't know who Alex
from
Target.
I've never heard of that.
I'm going to tell you, Jared from Subway is going
to
be.
Were you not allowed to watch commercials?
No, I could watch commercials.
Okay, well, this is what's extra crazy.
Every
you
Subway
don't know
commercial
Jared.
From 2004 to 2015.
Do you remember a guy who always held his pants up?
He's like, I lost this much weight eating Subway.
Oh, that sounds vaguely.
That's Jared. And you'd walk into a Subway and he would be like, there'd be a poster of him. Yeah, of him like,
you
doing
guys
that.
Remember this man's name?
Of course. He was a big deal and he became an even bigger deal recently.
Why recently?
First off, would you vote for him?
I don't know Jared from Subway.
But dude, like, imagine, think of all the good times you've had at Subway.
Yeah, sure. I'd vote for him.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got convicted of, you know, maybe, you know, trafficking minors.
Okay, why did you make me? All right.
I'm just, you know, just.
Could we have led with that, perchance?
I don't, I mean,
first.
I just thought you'd
Could
for sure.
You have led with
it
that?
It was a pretty big story.
Okay.
And it's been a very common joke brought up by lots of stand-ups.
Yeah.
It's been in the cultural zeitgeist for years now.
At least 8 years.
Like, massive story. Because okay. Jared no from doubt, Subway no doubt, no doubt. Is a pedophile.
Okay.
And
I didn't know
and he was,
this.
And he was just, the face of the company for almost 15 years.
And just so you know, Subway is the most franchised restaurant in the world.
I do know that.
So
next question.
Pretty big.
Who is the Jared of Crumble?
Is there a version like that? The NDA's over.
Let me. That's a great question.
Who do you want to ruin their career?
Who do I? Interesting.
You don't have to answer this. You can answer this off camera. But, anyways, so you don't know what Jared is.
I 10% of me still thinks you guys are making this entire thing up.
Let's pull up a story.
No, I don't want to see any more pictures of these men.
Well, first off, he's a hot guy.
Jimmy John was terrifying.
Well, and Jared
Jimmy is, John's going to be in my dreams tonight, not in a good way.
No, Jared will be in your dreams in a good way.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like Nightmare on Elm Street. It's just Jared.
Okay.
Okay. This is Jared. Jared the subway guy.
This is wild.
This is Jared.
You think I'm going to be in... I'm sorry. No offense to Jared. That's actually, full offense because he's a pedophile. Like, full offense.
It's actually a heartwarming story.
Is it? He's a pedophile.
At first.
Yeah. Oh.
At first.
And then it...
And then it lost all the weight.
I'm not into that.
You're not into weight loss?
I'm not into...
You're not self-improvement?
No, not like...
Also, since
he was self-improving himself with kids.
Since he's been in prison, he hasn't watched any CP.
Mm-hmm.
So
been clean.
Yeah, he's been clean for 8 years.
Yeah.
So it's a story of self-improvement.
So he's losing weight all again. You know?
Yeah, he's better now than he once was.
Yes.
Improvement
it's
and progression.
Losing weight in a different way.
Exactly. Losing the weight of CP off his back.
Yeah.
He is retaining that cum.
Off his shoulders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
he did gain the weight back though.
Did he?
He did gain weight again, yeah. Now so can't win them all.
Yeah.
Either you're a pedophile or you're fat.
And
so
can't be both.
Can't be both. No.
I love to think that when he was originally fat, he wasn't a pedophile.
No, dude. All of his thoughts were just, I need to lose weight.
And then he got his confidence.
Weight. And then he became hot.
Well, and Subway would send him on tours to go to like schools to speak to
children
about healthy eating.
No.
So he was out there, you know, just spreading the word. You have a lot to look up when you go home.
Yeah, you guys have given me like homework, dude.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, the more you learn about Jared, you're gonna be like, "How did I not know this was this was a thing?" Okay. Like, it was like the biggest like story.
What?
Everywhere.
Yeah,
everyone knows this.
When did this happen? The story?
A couple years ago.
A couple years ago.
Like 2014.
2014.
Oh, dog! Yeah. I was still in high school, dude. I didn't know about the news.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't know about anything. But, I was in Morgan, Utah. Mouth. No,
but
we
even,
didn't.
No, even then, like it's not. It's like it's been a persistent thing that has continued to be talked about.
Okay.
I was
my mother and father filtered a lot of things to us.
Yeah, but at high school, you hear other things.
Yeah, but people.
You got caught in 2015.
Okay.
Oh, 2015. Okay. I was wrong.
July 7th, 2015. So
a day that will live in infamy.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so okay, let's get to the interview section.
The interview section.
This whole thing was not the interview section.
Would we hire you? Well, we have one question left.
Okay.
So if you could wipe one country off the map with a nuke,
which
country would it be?
Can't say America.
Yeah, it can't be the United States. Were you going to commit suicide? No.
I wish. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. Sorry, I hit a button. I'm sorry. Okay. Can I say Antarctica?
It's not a country.
No government.
You're actually right about that.
You think, we're right about a lot of things.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Greenland also doesn't count.
Why not?
Because it's owned by the Netherlands.
Oh, you know what country, dude? Greece.
Oh hell yeah.
Greece off the planet.
Why?
Dude, it's the worst place.
Like, yeah,
democracy.
It's the worst place.
Why does it suck?
Because there's no like infrastructure at all.
Mm-hmm.
People are just doing whatever they want, wherever they want. It's boring as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Nothing to do there. Mm-hmm. They don't hold up any major laws, but if you break like a minor law or like make a tiny mistake, they'll like pull you to the side and waterboard you with tzatziki sauce. Like they care about stupid things.
Wow.
Okay. And it also is.
And they're all living in like 500 BC. They're like, we found democracy. We don't have to.
It is funny because they keep looking at all of us like, we started all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you're welcome. And I'm like, go die, dude.
Dude, this is awesome. No one said Greece.
I hate Greece, dude.
Tanner said Italy. I didn't like that because
it's a little boring. People have said like the Vatican, which, you know, I get it. I said India. We've had a couple Indias.
Yeah. A couple Indias.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. The first time we said India, though, is because we Googled what country has the highest amount of pedophiles per capita.
And the highest amount of like rape.
It was India?
It's India.
By a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Also, have you seen the videos on the internet of like white girls visiting India and just like hanging out on the beach and a crowd of like 50 men will just stand and just stare at them. Like, it's crazy.
Gosh. So live, laugh, love. Okay, so
that was my final
Greece
answer.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
it's a fun answer. Shout out to Giannis.
I don't think so.
I wasn't expecting that. Anyways, so would we hire you?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was so
guys, cool. I needed this.
Definitely the PR person for whatever we are.
Yeah.
I needed this.
Because we're gonna say some crazy shit and then you're gonna have to walk out there and then you're gonna be like, why were they defending Jared?
Yeah.
And you're gonna be like,
if anything,
he's a great guy.
If this podcast ever gains traction and people like in 2024, they said, and then you'll be able to be like, no, they actually
those
are actually just words from Morgan. Okay.
Yeah. It's
it's a cultural
thing. It was taken out of context.
Yeah. I'll spin it. I'll be like, they were 16. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, you'd be perfect for this. Cause since you don't know anything about like the cultural world, like you'll have no context. And so like, they'll believe you cause you don't know. You're like, no. Yeah. You're like, dude, the Jimmy John's guy is a fucking, he's not even a person. First off.
And yeah, like, Jimmy John is not
a person. Okay,
and then they'll go.
Yeah. Like, okay. What do you? And they'll all start questioning themselves. Like, is he?
I'm gonna gaslight everyone.
Yeah. Gaslight them because it's your truth.
Warp their reality.
Yeah.
With my own. Yeah.
And it's then you won't let any questions happen. You'll just be like, I can't stand for this. I don't feel the spirit here. I'm walking out. Anyone wants to come with me can.
And they'll come with me, dude. Mm-hmm.
And then, So. Like we're gonna get this is fucking awesome.
No,
this
I think I'm gonna be a powerful hire for you guys.
So, very powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's official, you're hired. Before we end here, anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah. I have my own podcast called Popping Perfectionism.
Why am I not on it? Why haven't I been on it?
Yeah, why aren't we on it?
It's a kind of different flavor of a podcast.
You don't think I can talk
niche?
You don't think I can fit in?
Do you know what perfectionism is?
I grew up in Provo, Utah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you're right.
So, well, I'm offended by that. I'm offended by that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll think about it. I'll talk to my people.
Here's the question. Do you want to have like a fun podcast?
Okay.
Or do you want to just do your normal podcast?
It is a fun podcast. Okay.
It'll be more fun with me.
You're not wrong, actually.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, check it out. And Quinn may or may not be on it in the future. We'll see.
Yes.
And I do comedy, so come see me do that, and nice. That's all.
Okay,
awesome,
perfect.
Goodbye,
farewell,
see ya.